Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
As Democrats descend on so many levels into a frenzy of violence, this poll, it's growing. This idea that, well, if we can't win at the ballot box, we'll simply beat our way into submission of the enemy. Mm-hmm. It's going on at two different levels here. Here's the first one, this mentality that is spreading like wildfire on the left. If we can't have our way, no big deal. We will just resort to violence. Yet another poll shows even more gains among Democrats and self-described liberals in terms of the number that say, hey, yeah, no, we should just go ahead and resort to violence. That's what we're going to need to do.
Whatever happened to calls for democracy, Tara?
Well, that's only after they have total control.
Right, yeah. Democracy is when we're in charge, saith the Democrats. Yeah.
Exactly, and we can steamroll you. And I warned about this in the wake of the Charlie Kirk assassination, okay? And it's going the same way as October 7th did. October 7th, horrific slaughter by the terror group Hamas. Everybody was horrified, on the right, on the left, all human beings. We were all horrified, except maybe Zohran Mamdani. And that's what happened. But in the months after, something shifted on the left. And it was like October 7th inspired a bloodlust in them. The same thing happened after we saw Luigi Mangione just execute that CEO. Everybody initially horrified. Why? We're not used to it. We're not used to just watching an execution on TV. But then in the months after, as it spread, as it settled, as people started to think about it, it inspired a bloodlust in them. And I said, Charlie Kirk's assassination is going to be that way. It is going to inspire more political violence because once the shock fades of seeing something you've never seen before, the left will be inspired in much the way they were by October 7th. And sure enough, here we go. This is the latest poll on this. Every time they poll it, the numbers go up in terms of people on the left saying, hey, you know, if we can't get what we want at the ballot box, then we're going to get it through violence. Listen to this. Democrats see violence as a way to get what they want. What percentage? 40%. Okay. It's actually 42%, I'm sorry, of liberals say it's acceptable to go beyond peaceful protest, even if that means breaking the law. And what they were specifically asked about protesting ICE in this Signal poll. 42% of liberals say it's acceptable to go beyond peaceful protest, even if that means breaking the law. But listen to this. Underage 30 among self-described liberals, the number jumps to 60% saying it's okay, it's acceptable to go beyond peaceful protest, even if it means breaking the law. And again, they are specifically asked about the left combating ICE and what ICE is doing in these cities. Okay, let's think about this for a moment. From the nobody but us is above the law crowd, because that's really what they are.
That's exactly.
Nobody but us. Okay. And approval of law breaking in response to disagreeing with government action. Again, that was specifically ICE. Let's think about this for a minute. ICE is implementing laws passed by Congress. And not new laws either that, you know, Trump MAGA majority passed or some crazy new thing we've never seen before, right? That we disagree with or don't like. No. Again, as I've demonstrated exhaustively using Google, having the INS, now called ICE, in your city, in arresting illegal immigrants, enforcing immigration law, making sure the workplace has legal American workers in it, that tradition goes back more than 100 years. This is not new. This is not new. So the democracy, democracy, our democracy crowd, you're talking about, I don't like the law. I don't have the power to change it peacefully at the ballot box. So you know what? It's okay for me to use violence. This is the largest number under 30 or among young people we have seen. Again, 60% of liberals, self-described liberals under the age of 30, say yes. I approve of law breaking in response to, get this, not injustice, not Nazis in my backyard. No, no. In response to disagreeing with a government action. That's the exact wording in the poll. I disagree, so violence is okay. I know best.
So these Democrats can attack federal law enforcement on a federal facility.
Yeah.
Gee, where have we heard that before?
Yeah, no, it's fine.
It's fine for Democrats, but right. Republicans can never.
No, they can never do that. Yeah. That's an insurrection.
Yes, of course. That would require a congressional investigation,
yes.
Imprisonment, all kinds of things. But for liberal, progressive, secularist, Democrat, socialist, communist, Marxist, it's perfectly fine. No problem. Not a violation or a danger to democracy.
Now, Democrat leadership knows all about this, okay? They know all about the direction these young people are headed in, and they love it. Here's Chuck Schumer. This is how they do this. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Telling his sheeple, hey, you know what? If you don't like what you're seeing, just go ahead and rise up.
It is just such a hallmark of tyrannical, autocratic, dictatorship societies that they use the prosecutorial department as a political weapon. It is a disgrace, and every American, I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, moderate, people should be forcefully rising up against this.
People should be forcibly rising up against this.
Is he talking about Trump or is he talking about Biden?
Well.
Facetious question.
Yeah, right. No. And what you're seeing here is, in addition to, they're trying to get back to the George Floyd riots is what they're trying to do. That was the height of their power. It really was. Biden got elected on the back of it, however he did it. That was them when they were dominant, when they could send a street thug crowd to any major retailer, and that retailer would donate millions of dollars to them to try to just keep the Democrat street thugs off their back. They were really using them as a weapon. That's why they did $2 billion worth of damage, and it worked. They're trying to get back to that. But they're having a harder time getting large numbers of people to come out and commit violence, on the scale of George Floyd violence, on the scale of Summer of Love violence, on behalf of illegals. It's a bigger ask, even of their base, right? These aren't Americans. These guys just showed up. They're not us. A lot of the rioters that they used were black, if you'll remember George Floyd, in the beginning. Toward the end, remember me and you talking about this? Black people wised up. Mm. They figured out they were getting used by white liberals. Yeah. And by the end of it, by the end of the Summer of Love, a lot of the protesters, in fact, all of them in some cases, were white liberals. There were no black people.
Yeah.
In fact, you had black people narrating on YouTube going, "It's a bunch of angry white liberals. What are they doing? I don't know. They're crazy." And I played some of that audio. So here's the thing. They needed the numbers. They can't get them because they're having a hard time getting black people in the streets like they did during Floyd. Because black people are like, "No, those are illegal immigrants. Sorry, not doing that. I'm an American." And so they're having to work harder and harder and harder to return to the $2 billion street insurrection that they need as a mostly peaceful background of burning buildings to, they think, I guess, intimidate Donald Trump and everybody else in the way they did in the Summer of Love. They're going to lose this, but they can't see it. And so and here's the other problem. Democrats are terrified right now, Lee, that their sheeple voters will learn that the crap they fed them about Trump and Russia collusion was a total hoax made up by Hillary and facilitated by the FBI, because Democrat voters' entire reality was constructed around this for years. It was entirely fake. So this is Chuck Schumer saying, "Rise up in violence, commit insurrection, don't ask about the details, and ignore whatever you hear this guy Trump say about what what the FBI did, how Hillary lied, how Comey lied, how they put the evidence in burn bags and destroyed it, how we lied to you, how we manipulated you. Just don't think, go get violent. We're giving you permission." Coming up on the show, in order to enable Democrat violence, Democrats using lawfare to strip ISIS defenses one by one by one against the Democrat mob so they can get to ICE. This is incredible. Coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Folks, if a couple of things go our way, it's going to be a game changer for us. The left totally alarmed yesterday by the arguments before the Supreme Court. They are terrified the court has even agreed to hear this case, Louisiana versus Calais. And so the left is out there lying, claiming that, because that's all they do, claiming that the Supreme Court's about to gut the Voting Rights Act. No voting rights. Oh, no. Go to the street. Hit someone over the head. Why are we hitting him over the head? I don't know. No voting rights. Trump's a dictator. No, that's not what's going on. It prohibits, on the contrary, what the argument is about prohibiting the use of race in congressional map making. It would, as the Wall Street Journal brilliantly writes this morning, no, the media is reporting this wrong. No, this is not going to get rid of the Voting Rights Act. On the contrary, it would return the landmark civil rights law to its original purpose, preventing discrimination. So here's the question before the court. It's whether Louisiana's intentional drawing of a second majority-minority district, as required by a lower court ruling to satisfy Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, violates the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. Okay, so here's what happened. You're thinking, wait, why would Louisiana draw a second fake black district to elect Democrats? Isn't that a Republican state? They did because the Biden administration was saying, if you don't do it, we will do it. We will create a fake district where none exists by, you know, meandering, drawing crazy lines to create majorities that simply don't exist in Louisiana. Well, gerrymander it, in other words. This has been done so many times, folks. And this is what the shockwave is, okay? This has been done so many times, so fakely, allegedly to redress racial inequities of the past, that if we stop drawing districts by race, Democrats will lose 19 congressional seats to Republicans. I did an entire Battleground America podcast on this yesterday where I deep dived into it. And I talked about the extreme lengths Democrats have had to go to over the last 30 years. They've faked the culture using intimidation, your movies, your commercials, all of your marketing for your product must look like a DEI seminar, or we'll sick the SEC on you. We'll sick the regulators on you. As soon as Trump came into office, you got Sidney Sweeney's got good genes. Why? They're not afraid anymore. They're not afraid of winding up in court or in prison. When the Democrat thug bureaucrats thug out on them. So they created a fake culture where it looked like woke was ascendant. And then they created dozens of fake Democrat congressional districts to fake represent a population. They created a liberal or liberal-leaning majority in a country that really is center-right. And all that's happening is normalcy is being restored. It's all that's happening. Well, my son came to me the other day, and he's in this great program that lets you take college courses as a sophomore. He's taken a true college history course. And he's like, Mom, Supreme Court's out of control. And I was like, yeah, I know. He's like, they're not supposed to do any of the things they're doing. I'm like, I know. Boy, they're only supposed to interpret congressional law. And they're supposed to, like, call up the Congress members, find out what they meant. And then if the Congress members don't like what Supreme Court rules, they just pass another law. It's like, they're supposed to be the weakest branch of government. I'm like, I know. Instead, they're the final stop, aren't they? He's like, yeah, they got all the power. I'm like, I know, they're not supposed to. All of this is unconstitutional. What you're seeing is a shift back. You're seeing a shift back. Okay, so here's what happened. What Louisiana is actually doing is asking the court to overturn the court's misconceived and unworkable Gingell's 1986 precedent, the Wall Street Journal says, which requires legislatures to draw majority-minority Democrat districts, never Republican districts, when minority populations are large, compact, and politically cohesive, i.e. Democrat, and when the majority votes sufficiently as a bloc to defeat a minority's preferred candidate. Well, I can always draw one of those. I'd always go find somewhere in some state to create a fake Democrat district. Now, listen, the goal of the actual Voter Rights Act, the goal of Section 2 was to prevent poll taxes. We don't have those. Not to give partisans an excuse to use race as an excuse to gerrymander or challenge state congressional maps in court by playing the race card. It was never supposed to be this way. The 1986 court that did this, yes, the majority of justices were Republican appointed, but they were appointed by very rhino, very weak Republicans in the past. And all of them, just about except maybe Scalia, as soon as they got on the bench, we found out they were Democrats. They drifted so far to the left. So this was a stealing of seats through power the Supreme Court never had. So what it did was take Section 2 of the Voter Rights Act and spun it on its head. Section 2 said it was supposed to prevent the likes of poll taxes, not give partisans an excuse to use race to gerrymander or challenge state congressional maps in court by playing the race card. And so that's what Gingell's, this ruling in 1986, led to. And the court, you know, would do a public service by overturning it. So what would that mean? It would mean we'd actually get back to what Section 2 says. It says race should not impact your voting rights. It's animal farm. Some animals are more equal than others. In this case, Black Democrat voters are more equal than others. That's literally the policy. And they justified it by something that's not in the Constitution or the Voter Rights Act. Well, in the past, Black voters were marginalized, poll taxes, and otherwise discriminated against. That is true. But that does not exist anymore. And that's what we saw in the arguments on behalf of Louisiana. And you actually had, it was so bizarre watching this last night. You actually had Democrat representatives in court arguing that Black voters are still discriminated against. They still don't have access. And get this, that white Democrats do not vote for them. And so they need their own special Democrat Black districts. Really? It's like Barack Obama was never president. You know, he won the majority of the white vote, right? And I was like, it didn't even happen. Take a listen. This is the argument for Louisiana. This is Hashim Mupan, and he absolutely annihilates Sotomayor.
There's just no reason to assume that because there's a large Democratic population in Louisiana that doesn't have a district, that that's a racial reason rather than a partisan reason.
If you can't separate out the two, it's impossible.
But you can separate out the two. You can control for party, and you can require them to draw a map that meets the political objectives. And again, and the last thing that you said earlier, that means Section 2 has no effect. That's not true. The examples I gave you earlier about areas like Harlem and in Florida where you have of the same party and of the state that controls that party, differences in the races, that's where Section 2 does work.
You have proof of that here.
No, you don't. What you have here is that Republicans and Democrats are different. There's no...
No, you have some that even white Republicans or white Democrats won't vote for Black candidates.
Right, but if these were white Democrats, there's no reason to think they would have a second district. None. And so what is happening here is their argument is because these Democrats happen to be Black, they get a second district. If they were all white, we all agree they wouldn't get a second district. That is literally the definition of race subordinating traditional principles.
Yes, and that violates Section 2 of the Voter Rights Act, which is why our Supreme Court's going to throw this out.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Give me your poor, your tired, your huddled masses yearning to be free. Yeah, that was the important part. Yearning to be free, not get free stuff. U.S. was supposed to be the home of the persecuted, the prosecuted, the downtrodden, those who want to be free and love the American way, love freedom, individual liberty. In other words, like, get us and want to be part of it, not get your citizenship in 2018 like Zohan Mamdani and then launch a communist revolution from inside. That's not how that was supposed to work. In fact, he should have never been approved his citizenship, given the philosophies he openly espoused online. And Trump wants to change that. I haven't been as excited about anything as I am about this in a while. President Trump considering changing the refugee system to favor. Oh, wait for it. Left's going to go insane, okay? But you know, what's new? Changing the refugee system to favor English speakers, persecuted South African farmers, and Europeans targeted due to freedom of expression or opposition to mass migration. Those who've been undergone raids, there's thousands of them just in the last few months. By the way, they're doing those censorship raids in the middle of the night now. I saw that and I went, oh my gosh, that's what I told you. I said, what always goes first is free speech. Once they have the free speech is gone, instead of just coming to your house to pick you up and jail you for whatever you said online that was true, they come to your house and pick you up and that's it. Nobody knows where you went. Nobody's allowed to speak of it. We're one step away from that in Europe. One small step, but it's going fast. These are true political dissidents of the kind we used to take in from Russia just decades ago, except they're from the UK now and France and places like that. People who've spoken out against the stampede of illegal migrants. This is exactly who you take into this country. Why? Because they have something in common with Americans. They yearn for free speech. They are striving for it in their countries. And they are now the victim of middle of the night raids. Again, I don't know why they do free speech raids in the middle of the night, but that's what they do. It's like something out of China or Cuba. This is exactly who we should take, or no one. It's okay to take no one too. And we should only take you if you are persecuted and you are self-sufficient and can support yourself. That's not my opinion. That's literally what the law says. We've just been ignoring the law. The New York Times is incredibly alarmed, which means it's going to be even better than I thought. The proposed changes would put new emphasis, New York Times writes, on whether applicants would be able to assimilate in the United States. Directing them to take classes on American history and values and respect the cultural norms. The proposals also advise to prioritize Europeans who've been targeted for peaceful expression of views online. Yeah, we should move Tommy Robinson here right away. Such as opposition to mass migration or support for populist or political parties. Folks, if you read the UK Daily Mail daily, you know this. It keeps happening. An illegal immigrant migrant will rape another woman or another child. It's all they do all day long. Can't walk in a park there. And the men in that country will be enraged. They will protest or they will post online. They will get arrested and they will get a longer sentence than the migrant. That's who needs to come here. Those guys, we sweep them all up. If you can get here, if you can escape your country, then you get to come here. They just had a case like that. In fact, three men protesting rape just got a longer sentence than the rapist. And it's not the first time that's happened. Again, these are people fighting totalitarianism from the left. We need to bring them here where they'll not only be free to speak, but they can help us fight the left. They can help us fight what they were fleeing. This is fantastic. We should do this. And as far as the persecuted South African farmers, thousands of them have been brutally murdered by, you know, racially based apartheid policies. And their land seized. That's why they kill them. They want the land, but it's incredibly violent. Good. This is where we need to go. If we are going to take immigrants in this country, that is who you take. Those who share our values. Meanwhile, do you see what just happened? A liberal judge, answering the cry of violent protesters outside the Broadview facility in Chicago, who are frustrated because when you throw bricks and rocks and there's an iron fence in your way that Trump has rolled in, it's not permanent, but rolled in to obstruct you, you cannot beam the agent in the head. You can't give them a brain bleed. Judge ordered the protective barrier taken down. Unbelievable. Folks, this as in the last 24 hours, we're going to get into this in Chicago. It's going down. They picked up two more illegal immigrants. So this is not the ones who did that original 10 of them rammed. The ICE agent surrounded them. One of them pulled a gun. They shot her. That was a separate incident. This is a new incident. These illegals are Venezuelan. Crashed their vehicle into a border vehicle in Chicago during an immigration enforcement operation, leading to a clash, right? Have you seen the video of this? Luis Gerardo Perella Ramirez and Yonder Enrique Tenefe Perez from Venezuela. We're going to get into Venezuela and why Trump is going to go to war with Venezuela, which he should. Were detained Tuesday morning for ramming a Border Patrol vehicle and attempting to flee the scene. Here's where it gets scary. Because these cartels that are operating in Chicago, they have spotters on the roofs watching ICE all the time. Spotters with guns. And they'll get on their phones, they'll text, and a mob will come out and surround the officers. A mob came out and surrounded the officers. Wait till you hear what happened next. So J.B. Pritzker, as we covered 2 days ago, threatening ICE with prison in the future for enforcing legitimately passed on the books federal law now. Unbelievable. He's the governor of Illinois.
The tables will turn someday. These people should recognize that maybe they're not going to get prosecuted today, although we're looking at doing that. But they may get prosecuted after the Trump administration for the things that they did because the statute of limitations won't have run. We're just talking to the state's attorneys and to the attorney general of the state of Illinois about how they can go at this.
In other words, when Trump's not there to protect you anymore, I'm going to put you in prison. Notice he doesn't say for why. Because you're not violating the law, but that's, you know, what Democrats do. And I want to get back to what the Democrats are doing. Overnight, A judge ruled that, a liberal judge, that the iron fence, it's a temporary roll-in iron fence that Trump is using to protect the ICE agents, the Broadview facility. Folks, they have taken incendiary devices like Molotov cocktails, thrown them through the window. They have hit agents coming and going with bricks and rocks, which they stage along the way. They have rammed their vehicles repeatedly. And even more terrifying, they've rolled big, heavy metal trash containers in front of the doors. Why do they do that? Well, they throw the Molotov cocktail in, then roll the container over the door, try to trap you in there and burn you alive. Just a little bit of street crime, Barack Obama said. He called it street crime. It's part of our democracy, he said. We can't just stop that. I mean, that wouldn't be fair.
When you now start seeing the politicization of the military, deliberately.
They just landed in Chicago.
Yeah. When you see an administration suggest that ordinary street crime is an insurrection or
a terrorist act.
Or a terrorist act, that is a genuine effort to weaken how we have understood democracy.
No, we've never understood democracy that way. Fast forward to beginning of week, folks. The second car ramming incident, two illegals from Venezuela, ram Border Patrol. They pursue the vehicle. This is all going on around the Broadview facility. They pursue the vehicle. They manage to get them with stop sticks. They get the two illegals. The illegals run, but they catch them. But they've got the cartels and the gangs have now got these spotters positioned on top of roofs with guns. They watch for ICE all the time now that they don't have the apps anymore. So wherever they go, they come under attack. Listen to what happens. They get the illegals that rammed their car. And you know what happens? A mob begins to form. As Border Patrol arrested the subjects and attempted to secure the scene, a crowd began to form and eventually turned hostile. And eventually crowd control measures were used. What did they do? They're trying not to shoot these people. They're trying not to hurt these people because that'll give Democrats the visual they so desperately want. So what do? They unleash the tear gas, right? Not a lot of fun to be tear gas, but it's not going to hurt you permanently. Wait till you hear what Governor J.B. Pritzker's doing. They got a liberal judge to bar ICE from using tear gas to stop the crowds that are closing in on them. Why? They want them to open fire. They want them to shoot the Democrat street thugs so that they can have their excuse to say, hey, we're going to burn the city down, insurrection. They're trying to get their own people shot. They actually got a liberal judge to bar ICE from using tear gas to defend themselves from the crowds. Now Pritzker, the Democrat governor, saying ICE is in violation of that. Folks, you know what they're preparing to do? You know what else they're preparing to do here? Go in and arrest ICE. That's what they're preparing for. For the crime of defending themselves from the Democrat street mob.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.